Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. Let me repeat that. Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement.
Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right.
Helping you navigate to and through retirement with the help of Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, 908-844-8337. Always available at therealretireesofnewjersey.com. My name is Mark Owens. Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher, a couple of weeks into 2025. Have you broken every goal and or resolution that you made?
I don't think I made
Absolutely.
Any. Did you make any?
About it. I mean, think about it. I broke what I was thinking about.
Can't break them if you don't make them.
Yeah.
Isn't that called like a 2025 hangover? It's like you just don't know what the hell's going on yet.
Oh, no, you're in that funk.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're trying to get back in the swing of things, but you're still kind of in holiday mode, but still writing 2024 on, yeah, on your emails.
You just took it right out of my head, like writing 2024 on everything.
Yeah, yes. I know.
I almost said
write 2024 on your checks.
Yeah.
I knew you were going there. do y'all still work with checks? Like, oh, I'm not making fun of you. I'm very curious.
Peggy is a dinosaur. She's a dinosaur.
Maybe a little. Sometimes. I mean, I don't go to the grocery store and do checks, which drives me nuts. It puts the line back like 20 people. But
you sit there and write 400,000 checks out every month.
No.
Where you can do online banking.
I am doing online banking.
No, you don't. You don't even trust about online banking.
I do trust online banking.
She takes.
She's a conspiracy theorist. She's a wacko.
No, I'm not.
She's in line at the grocery store with her pocketbook full of coupons.
No, I don't.
Talk about coupons. How about this one? So, she does use coupons every once in a while, and everybody should, because, hey, you get a discount.
Well, yeah, ShopRite. They'll give you $3 off your order for spending $5
million. We have.
Well, she had that one ready to go, didn't she?
Yes, I did.
I've got a 3,000 square foot basement filled with receipts from like 1972 until today.
Why? I am a hoarder. I'm a hoarder of receipts because you never know if, like,
because
you know,
in case
the
we
couch
run out of
breaks down and... That's true.
The couch breaks down.
I'll have to whip out the...
Mark, it's absurd.
I'm never going to whip it out, but for some reason, I do feel like I need to keep every receipt for everything. About a decade ago,
I went to Staples and I tried to buy one of those little scanners for her. You know what? You just scan the receipt in and it automatically puts it in a category within the computer. And you could just go there and say, oh, hey, I went to Kohl's on such and such a day. Here it is.
We overloaded, broke down.
She wouldn't even use it. She's like, I'm not using it. I have my own system.
Her own system is
whatever drawer goes in, a bag,
drawers,
a box.
Bags, that is true.
But what's remarkable is, this is the absolute remarkable part. It's like a squirrel finding a nut.
Yeah.
If you say, I have to find a receipt in April of
from
2022
Costco,
she will find it in this bucket of garbage.
I will find it.
And next thing you know, it's there.
I'm not mad.
If I left the store and I just paid for something, there's a good chance I don't even have the receipt by the time I got to the car.
He doesn't have it. He already threw it out in the garbage can, which drives me absolutely insane.
I remember one time I left the Home Depot and I bought a lot of stuff. And it was wintertime too. And I was out there loading up the truck, putting everything in there. And I throw receipts out all the time. I threw the receipt out. I got home and half the stuff that I bought was broken. So I actually had to go back. I was rummaging through the parking lot trying to find the receipt that I threw away.
And he's busting my chops. See what happens? Now the good thing is you email it. At Home Depot or all like the big stores. You can email.
Yeah, that's called up-to-date 2024, 2025 world where it's electronic.
You know what I hit?
You don't have to write it on your arm.
Or do you want to email? I tell them, print it. Print that receipt I can drive Randy nuts and put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag, in a box, in a drawer.
But I'll always have it for a return. You don't have to worry about it. I will be able to return something.
Ridiculous.
No problem.
Does she keep, if she like goes to Wawa and just gets a bottle of water?
Keeps everything.
That is a lot.
Every receipt in the world.
The bottle
First
of water
of all, she
is
has
not
these,
a receipt.
She has these pocketbooks, purses, whatever the hell you want to call them. You can fit 7 gallons of water in these things. They're so big, right?
That is a true story.
Every time she says, can you go in my purse and get
find
this?
Find the keys.
I can't even find the bottom. Forget about what's in there. There's 700,000 things inside this thing, and I still can never find anything that she's telling me to look for.
And then I just put my hand in, Mark, and there it is. Two seconds.
That's why I like a pocket.
Yeah, if you ever get stranded, you're going to appreciate that pocketbook because there's going to be granola bars in the bottom of that.
No, you ask my kids. The other day, we were just at a basketball game. Someone's like, do you have a Band-Aid? Oh, yep, sure. Here, let me go. Right into my bag. Right there was.
What's your skin tone? I've got 9 of them available.
She's got a snowblower in there.
Do you happen to have 2 Band-Aids? Yes, I do.
It's a life raft.
Right.
Waterproof or clear? You tell me. What do you
want? Parachute.
No, a true story too. We went to Egypt, right? And before we left for Egypt, this is all for our travelers out there. Egypt's a beautiful place to travel to. But I always look ahead of time and see, you know, what should I bring? What should I do? So of course it says in there, like, make sure you have every single thing that you could possibly imagine if you were to get sick, because you don't know what kind of thing that they have. Also too, it says they're really not big on toilet paper over there. Yep. So I go to Costco. So the kids, I open
Mark, she had stuff from headache to gonorrhea.
I did. I had toilet paper for days. I call them Kirkland. I love Costco. Yeah. Kirkland butt wipes. I'll say butt wipes.
Yeah, that's fine.
I had a case of those. I had ammonium AD. I had everything you could possibly imagine. It was absolutely amazing, because if the kids ask, I got a headache. Here it is. I need to wipe. Here you go.
I hired somebody just to actually carry all the bags.
That is a true story.
Peggy, there are pros and cons of this. First and foremost, prior planning pays.
Yes. Right?
And
prior planning prevents poor performance.
Correct. That's,
and that is what I want from Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors.
Yes, you do. See, now, everybody out there, I will take care of everything for you.
So we can organize your finances, but we can't organize your kitchen drawer.
908-844-8337. Maybe your New Year's resolution would be to maybe get rid of some of those receipts.
Yeah, just a bit.
No?
No, the answer is no.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, appreciate it. Be steadfast in that.
We need a wood chipper.
My resolution of losing weight, I'm not going to do that either. So let's stay strong, baby.
All right. Let's do it, baby. We are strong.
908-844-8337. Talking to Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher. They are the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. You can meet the team when you visit therealretireesofnewjersey.com. And now that we're into 2025, over the past couple of weeks, been having a really good conversation about what if this happens this year? How can I prepare? How can I protect myself? And we got to get a little heavy this week, having some real life conversations. What if my spouse gets sick, terminally ill, cancer, something like that? How do I prepare? How do I protect?
Well, you know, Mark, unfortunately, I just had my very close aunt just go through this with her husband, who did become terminally ill. You know, and the thing is, there is actually pros and cons to this. They knew, like, you know, he had a couple months left, but you know what? You were able to prepare for it, which is sometimes a good thing.
Different than an accident.
Yeah, different than an accident, which my own mother experienced, where her husband had a heart attack and, you know, a police officer showed up to the door and said, I'm sorry to tell you this, that he passed away having a heart attack in a car. Two very different scenarios. So like I said, it is a very sad thing when you find out that your spouse is terminally ill. But at least you can be able to prepare for that. And the way, you know, my poor aunt too, you know, she said, I feel so grateful. You know, we got to talk about our will. We got to talk about death, you know, about, you know, what would we do at our death? How would we prepare at the church? How would we prepare, you know, anything to do with the very end? How do you prepare for your end of life care to be arranged? You could actually talk about it, which was, you know, in that aspect, a nice thing. They also had to go over like legal and financial matters that had to be addressed, like wills, you know, updating the wants, the needs, just to make sure that everything was in, you know, perfect shape for when he did leave, you know, unfortunately, that she would be, you know, okay in that matter. You know, it was a very sad situation, but mm-hmm. we too here like to make sure that we're prepared for things like that for our clients as well.
Yeah, I would suggest that we get together and we discuss beneficiary arrangements, mm-hmm. wills, wants, things, all those things are good. Making sure that whoever is going to survive that person, their life also is going to go on, because unfortunately the person who's terminally ill, they're only going to be here for a short time. So we need to enjoy that person for as long as we possibly can until they pass away. But the survivors, they're going to be here for the long haul. And it's the long haul that's actually even harder than, unfortunately, I have to say it this way, passing away.
Yeah.
When you pass away, it's over, right? Well, when you're here, you know, you're remembering, you're grieving, you're going through all the different things that are there, plus you're trying to survive. So getting on with the day-to-day life, how is that going to work? God forbid it's with young couples that we've dealt with, you know, you go through some different counselings and you go through some other stuff there, but it really comes down to, are the kids going to be okay? Do they have to move? Do they have to change schools? I mean, all those things come into play when proper planning was not done prior to something happening.
Right.
And, you know, in that situation, when you find out that you're terminally ill, it's a little bit too late to start gathering life insurance, right? You need to do that beforehand. It's like jumping out of an airplane, making sure you have your parachute on before you jump out the door. If you're already terminally ill or you have a pre-existing condition, you're not going to be able to qualify for any of those things. That's another reason why before we get to that situation, one of the things we always want to do is we go through those type of reviews with our clients, yes, because God forbid we do find ourselves or they find themselves in a terminal situation in life, that we're already covered. We don't actually have to go scramble for the next best solution.
That is correct.
It's the first best solution.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And we take those things into consideration called survivor need analysis or survivor need benefits. Do you have liabilities? Do you have kids? Do you have additional income gaps that need to be
taken care of if you
passed away? So the situation of someone becoming gravely ill, terminally ill, and definitely going to pass away, that situation is awful. It's absolutely horrific. But it's a matter of the time in which you find out to the time and when it happens. There are some things in which you can do to set into motion to get all those things accomplished. If the last number of days you want to do is spend with your loved one, it's not trying to figure out financially what's going to go on afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So it's having those plans already in concrete, knowing that when something happens, you can deal with that later, but you know you're already going to be okay. It's a matter of cherishing the moments that you have and the time that you still have with that loved one up until that passing. And then you can get on with whatever it needs to be done. It's almost like flipping a light switch. It's like, all right, we know what we got to do. How do we get it done now?
Yeah.
And then there's steps in the process that goes through between the reading of the will, giving beneficiary arrangements, filling out death claims, transferring items and properties and stuff into their names, canceling insurances, changing ownerships. There's so many different things that need to go on. And believe me, if you haven't already gone through something like this, ladies and gentlemen, your head will be swimming for months.
It's so difficult. But I'll tell you here, with our clients, I help you. Randy will help you. I will help you here with piles of paperwork. I have had clients upon clients who come in with bags full of stuff, just drop it on there because, you know, they don't know what to do. When you have a death like that, it's just so hard to even get it's so overwhelming. You can't wrap your head around it. Come on into the office. We have a big, huge conference table. Dump it on the table. I will go over every single piece of paperwork with you. Organize it all. I will make the phone calls. I will put in the claims for you. I've done this for how many clients?
Come on in. We'll sit here. We'll sort through it. We'll laugh. We'll cry.
That's what we're here for.
We'll have a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. This is what we're here for.
I guarantee you, by the time you get over it, get over the meeting, you'll feel a lot better and you'll have at least a roadmap as to what needs to be accomplished, how to do it. Because unfortunately, we've had many, many dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of experiences like this.
Yeah.
And I can't say that we're an expert in it, but we get by pretty easily by showing people what needs to be done
and how to do it.
And holding their hand and getting it through.
Hold the hand the whole entire time through. There's no doubt. And you know what? It's funny because you talk about, the younger couples who started with us. And then they always talk about, our plans for retirement. And then a situation like a terminally ill, we have another lovely clients of ours. About 20 years ago, we started doing all their planning with them. And then the wife, unfortunately, got diagnosed with cancer. And who would have thought when we were sitting at their kitchen table back in the day, we used to go to everybody's house. We sat at the kitchen table with them, talked about their future. And then the future was only for one. And that, can be really, really difficult for the one who's here alive. But again, he brought in a whole entire truck full of stuff.
It's been a few years now.
Yeah.
And he's still getting on with life, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of the things that he wanted to accomplish and that she wanted to accomplish, and unfortunately she passed away, those things did happen.
Yeah,
and
we've
fulfilled every one of those needs, wishes, and wants that they wanted between paying off, they had four children, paying off college.
Yep.
Paying debt, creating an income, having the ability to travel. He has got four kids that are all over the United States. They live in all different places.
Yeah.
We've set up plans where he literally travels once every 3 months to one of their homes.
Right.
And this past holiday season, he took everybody to Italy.
Yeah.
So it was and unfortunately, it was the anniversary of his wife passing.
Yeah, but they all went together.
Very tough time
for them, right?
Yeah, but it was very fulfilling knowing that everything that we've done and all the planning in which we've done has fulfilled some of the void in their life.
And that's what he said to us. He said, when we would sit at the kitchen table, I never thought that she would not be one of us, or she, in the aspect of her, she wasn't there. I mean, it's like, but I feel so good to know just that I don't have to worry. Yeah. You know, it is only just, you know, now that he's retired, actually. But, you know, it's, I was worried at the time what would happen if it was the only one income. But, you know, but we set him up with so many different things that he didn't have to worry about anything. And like Randy said, now what is he doing in retirement? Doing what someone who's retiring should be doing. He's traveling, mm-hmm. enjoying time with his family and his friends. Pickleball is a big thing, keeping them going, right?
Yeah.
And,
seems like everybody's playing
Everybody plays pickleball, but that's keeping them going. But you know what? He's doing the things and not worrying about money at all in any way, shape, or form. Giving to his children. He's always calls us up and says, hey, you know, I'm going to gift the kids, you know, a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, time.
He's always helping somebody out.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just so nice.
And he's not the only one. We have a lot of clients in the same ballpark where, I mean, one of the biggest things that I can remember is sitting down and knowing that this person was going to be taken care of, knowing that all the planning that we did, not this person, a different client, mm-hmm. but knowing that somebody was going to be taken care of because of all the prior planning they wanted to put in place.
Right.
And it's one of these things where it's almost bittersweet.
Yeah.
That person's not here anymore, but their legacy goes on. We've got clients literally that they're passed away. Their grandchildren are still getting Christmas cards, birthday cards, graduation cards, and all the things that they wanted to happen from little funds in which they put on the side.
Yeah. That's
that
right.
Each
yes.
year,
that's something you don't think about. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well, it's some of the things that
but
we do
talk
think about.
We think about it. And we talked about. Yeah, I can remember one of our clients. That's exactly how she wanted it. Mm-hmm. When I'm gone, I want to make sure on birthdays, big events. You know, if they have like a graduation, something like that, I want to know that Grandma is thinking of them. Do you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing.
It's really,
really
neat.
It really is.
All right, let me give out that phone number real quick. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. Talking about some of the what ifs and the realities of life that if a spouse, a loved one gets a grave disease, what do we do next? And Randy, you were going to say.
Well, what I was also going to say is the other thing we need to take into consideration is not everything turns out great, right? Yep. So there are times where, unfortunately, when someone passes away, there are other areas of planning in which we need to do that we really need to become the voice of reason.
Right.
Let me give you two examples. One, it almost seems inevitable when someone passes away that you have the family or friend hyenas that come out.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's, oh, such and such has a windfall because such and such died and someone got paid this amount of money from life insurance and they got this and they got that. And next thing you know, it's like the vultures are circling the dinner table. And every couple of days, someone's asking for a handout or a loan or, you know, a help.
Mm.
And we almost got to become the filter for these people to say, listen, you're not going to be giving these people any more money. Or even it's your children. You wouldn't believe how many times that when a mother or a father passes away, that the child or children then go and seek the financial resources of the surviving spouse. And it's almost like if, you know, they're entitled to this money.
Right.
And it's, you know, mom wanted me to have this or dad wanted me to have this. And then the person who's still alive feels guilty. And then next thing you know, they're going broke because they give away everything that they have. And they're eating tuna fish out of a can or they're going skipping meals because they have no more resources.
And you know what? We just had a client in about that recently. And you know what? We said, make us the one at fault. Say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Blame us.
My financial advisor said that that's not, you know, what absolutely. I should be doing
right now. We become the financial gatekeepers.
I tell them all the time, blame us. Just blame us. Yep. Say it's our fault that we, you know, monies are allocated to certain areas. And you know,
so that's one thing that I can think about. The other thing I think about is this, you know, there are times where, no matter how much planning we do, there's only so much resources to go around. And we do have to come up with the final decisions of saying, hey, listen, this isn't really going to work out for the long haul. You're not going to be able to stay in this house. You're not going to be able to afford these taxes. You're not going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to plan B.
Plan B is
let's downsize. Yes. Let's do this. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. And we have to walk through those steps in the process. As painful as it may be, as you know, not pleasant conversations, mm-hmm. but it's the reality of the scenario.
Right.
So instead of watching someone go broke slowly, it's a matter of saying, let's salvage the rest of your life by making a change today or in the near future and moving on.
You know, changing a budget, maybe helping someone with a budget going forward.
So instead of a death by a thousand cuts, let's just, you know, cut off a finger and let's move on.
Right. Right. And sometimes we also have to, we help them make the hard decisions. You know, I can't stay in the house. Oh, well, no. There's
what's the next best thing?
Exactly. Right.
And again, remember, ladies and gentlemen, in retirement and in certain scenarios, it's mostly not an asset problem. It's an income problem.
Right.
So then it's a matter of, do I utilize the best tools that are available for me to turn money assets into an income in order to afford me the quality of life that I need? Or am I going to continue to squirrel away the couple dollars that I have in order to potentially say I have those and struggle to make ends meet.
Right.
As we doesn't make much sense.
As we always say, income is the outcome that matters the most.
Amen. Use the best tool for the job.
That's right. Absolutely.
908-844-8337. Helping you prepare for the speed bumps in life this weekend here on The Real Retirees of New Jersey. And everything you're talking about, I'm flashing back. And you know, my father passed away. He was diagnosed with brain cancer. And he literally died 3 months to the day of getting diagnosed. And a horrible situation for, you know, the family, the brothers, my stepmom, everybody. But a little bit of comfort knowing that, as we just talked about, everything was taken care of. At least he had enough time and he was prepared for this.
Yeah.
All of the files, all the information, the beneficiaries, the will, he was a small business owner. Everything was taken care of, because when he passed away, of course, your whole world just falls apart. And the emotions that we were dealing with, one less thing we had to worry about is, where's that file? Or where's that piece of information? Or what about his business?
Yes.
I mean, it's just is you know, what are you, proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, just what you just said there, Mark, just having everything in one order or in good order, having a filing system of knowing, and our clients know this, they have our card, they have our contact information, and it's in multiple locations of their financial documents.
Yeah.
So God forbid they don't wake up that day or they don't come home, that their beneficiaries or their children or whoever else is going to be basically picking up their pieces for their estate.
They know where to call and where to come to.
They will find our information immediately.
Yeah.
And then the organizer in which we actually have that says, okay, this is where this is. This is where this is. The summary of your accounts is here. All the things are in order for the most part. It's almost like a filing cabinet of what their entire lifetime is or what it needs to be done. The second thing is this, ladies and gentlemen, if you do find yourself in a scenario like that, one of the things you need is someone that can do more or less a forensic analysis. How do you find the money in which you don't know that you're looking for?
Exactly.
You ever see that? You know, hey, mom and dad, I know they had a life insurance policy, but I can't figure out what company it was.
Yeah.
Or they have a bank account, but I don't know if it was TD Bank, Wells Fargo, PNC, blah, blah. You're right. Why do you need to go through that while you're grieving? Make sure you're dealing with a financial advisor or professionals that know how to find that information for you or help you find that information and can do the heavy lifting while you're going through one of the worst periods of time in your entire life.
Right. But even like we were just talking about how we had a client event recently. And you know what? I don't know if other financial advisors do this, but we had a lot of the family of the clients there.
Oh, yeah.
We always say, you know, bring your daughter and the husband. Sure. You know, and so they know us.
They know us. They get acquainted.
They know who we are. And then actually at that exact one, I was thinking of one of our clients, her daughter who was pregnant and the husband was there. And like, we're so glad that we know, you know, who's mom's stuff with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then now they're bringing their stuff over too, which is really nice. But it's just nice for them. She's like, I feel good knowing my mom and dad are, you know, in a nice place and someone's taking care of them and I know where to find you.
908-844-8337. Hoping for the best, but always preparing for the worst. And again, really good conversation this weekend about how to deal with some tragedies if somebody gets sick this year. A big part of our overall conversation about the what ifs in 2025. We invite you to get more when you subscribe to the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. You can find that across all podcast platforms. This weekend show plus a full archive, all commercial free. Again, Real Retirees of New Jersey, wherever you find your favorite shows. Peggy, Randy, thank you. Thank you for the information and the education this weekend. One more time, 908-844 8337 to get more from Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. We're back next weekend, but for Randy Fisher, for Peggy Fisher, this has been The Real Retirees of New Jersey. Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors invite you to their complimentary educational seminar February the 4th or the 5th at Spain 92. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot today. 908-844-8337 or online at therealretireesofnewjersey.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claim-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 18942003 and 570-5833.